ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्याज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदन्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सागजातं सहगना रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं सद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखन्वितंश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कन्त राधाकन्त नमोऽस्तु ते तप्तकञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्राणमामि हरिप्रिये पञ्चकल्पतुरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 18 टेक्स्ट नंबर
'There's so much wind around here. I was wondering if you could turn this off. All my pages are getting blown away. I don't know where I am. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, text number 23. Please repeat after me. Satvam mamapi achyuta chishni vanditam. Satvam mamapi achyuta chishni vanditam. Karambujam yat twat adyayi satvatam karambujam tat adyayi satvatam. Bibhashi mam lakshma varenya mayaya Bibhashi mam lakshma varenya mayaya saha. Okay, have we got the right verse here? Okay. It's a little unconcerning. I've been studying in a different book, a different style of print, and it seems to be different. Huh? I can't hear you. Okay, we'll do this line also.
Ka Ishvare Hitam Uhitum Vibhur Iti.
Okay, repeat after me.
Satvam Mamapi Achyuta Shyashnivanditam Karambujam Tat Twad Adhyayi Satvatam Vibhashimam Lakshma Varinyamayaya Ka Ishvarasya Hitam Uhutam Vibhur.
Do that line again.
Ka Ishvarasya Hitam Uhitum Vibhur Iti.
Okay, we'll do the translation.
Vatam,
is that part of the wording? Sattvam. Is that word not on the board, Vatam? No?
I don't know what's going on here.
Okay. Or down here.
Saha.
That.
Tvam.
You.
Mama.
Of me.
Api.
Also.
Achyuta,
O infallible one,
Shishni,
on the head,
Vanditam,
worshipped,
Kara
Ambujam,
your lotus hand,
Yat,
which,
Twat,
by,
you,
Adyaye,
placed.
Satvatam,
on the head of the devotees,
you maintain,
Mam,
me,
Lakshma,
as an
insignia,
on your chest,
Vareno,
worshipable,
Mayaya,
with deceit,
Ka,
who?
Ishvarasya,
of the supremely powerful controller.
Ittitam,
the desires.
Uhitum,
to understand by.
Reason and argument.
Vibhu,
is able.
Iti,
thus.
Translation.
O infallible one, your lotus palm is the source of all benediction, and therefore your pure devotees worship it, and you very mercifully place your hand on their heads. I wish that you may also place your hand on my head, for though you already bear my insignia of golden streaks on your head, I regard this honor as merely a kind of prestige for me. You show your real mercy to your devotees, not to me. Of course, you are supreme absolute controller, and no one can understand your motives.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada.
In many places, the Shastras describe the Supreme Personality of Godhead as being more inclined towards his devotees than towards his wife, who always remains on his chest. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 14, Text Number 5, it is stated, Nat tata me priyatama, atma yonir na sashankara, na cha sashankano nasir, naivatma cha yatha bhavam, Here Krishna plainly says that his devotees are more dear to him than Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Shankara, and the original cause of creation, of fortune, of even his own self. Elsewhere in Bhagavatam, Canto 10, text number 9, verse number 20, Shukadeva Goswami says, Hemam virincho bhavo nashir api anga samshaya prasadam lepedi gopi yattat prapa vimuktitat. The Supreme Lord, who can award liberation to anyone, showed more mercy toward the gopis than Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, or even the goddess of fortune, who is his own wife and is associated with his body. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto, I think it's 10.47.60, also states, Nyayam Shriyo Ango U Nitantarate Prasadaha Swayoshitam Nalina Gandarucham Naya Ratsotsavesya Bhuja Danda Gri Hitaskanta Labdasam U Udagad Braja Sundarim. Is it too close? Okay. I need to be able to see it. The translation of that: the gopis receive benedictions from the Lord that neither Lakshmi Devi nor the beautiful dancers in the heavenly planets could attain. In the Raso dance, the Lord showed his favor to the most fortunate gopis by placing his arms on their shoulders and dancing with each of them individually. No one can compare with the gopis who receive the causeless mercy of the Lord. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is stated that no one can receive the real favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead without following in the footsteps of the gopis. Even the goddess of fortune could not receive the same favor as the gopis, although she underwent severe austerities and penances for many years. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discusses this point with Venkata Bhatta in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 9, text 9.111.131. The Lord inquired from Venkata Bhatta, "Your worshipable goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, always remains on the chest of Narayan, and she is certainly the most chaste woman in creation. However, my Lord is Lord Sri Krishna, a coward boy engaged in tending the cows. Why is it that Lakshmi, being such a chaste wife, wants to associate with my Lord? Just to associate with Krishna, Lakshmi abandoned all transcendental happiness in Vaikuntha and for a long time accepted vows and regulative principles and performed unlimited austerities." Venkata Bhatta replied, "Lord Krishna and Lord Narayana are one and the same, but the pastimes of Krishna are more relishable due to their sportive nature. They are very pleasing for Lord Krishna's Shaktis. Krishna and Narayana are both the same personality. Lakshmi's association with Krishna did not break her vow of chastity. Rather, it was in great fun that the goddess of fortune wanted to associate with Lord Krishna. The goddess of fortune
considered that her vow of chastity could not be damaged by her relationship with Krishna. Rather, by associating with Krishna, she could enjoy the benefit of the rasa dance. If she wanted to enjoy herself with Krishna, what fault is there? Why are you joking so about this? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, I know that there is no fault in the goddess of fortune, but still, she could not enter into the rasa dance. We hear this from revealed scriptures. The authorities of Vedic knowledge met Ramachandra in Dandakaranya, and by their penances and austerities, they were allowed to enter into the rasa dance. But can you tell me why the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, could not get that opportunity? To this, Venkata Bhatta replied, I cannot enter into the mystery of this incident. I am an ordinary living being. My intelligence is limited, and I am always disturbed. How I can understand the pastimes of the Supreme Lord? They are deeper than millions of oceans. Lord Chaitanya replied, Lord Krishna has a specific characteristic. He attracts everyone's heart by the mellow of his personal conjugal love. By following in the footsteps of the inhabitants of the planet known as Brajaloka or Goloka Vrindavan, one can attain the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. However, the inhabitants of that planet do not know that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unaware that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, the residents of Vrindavan, like Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Devi, and the gopis, treat Krishna as their beloved son or lover. Mother Yashoda accepts him as her son and sometimes binds him to a grinding mortar. Krishna's cowherd boyfriends think that he is an ordinary boy and get up on his shoulders. In Goloka Vrindavan, no one has any other desire than to love Krishna. The conclusion is that one cannot associate with Krishna unless he has fully received the favor of the inhabitants of Brajabhumi. Therefore, if one wants to be delivered by Krishna directly, he must take to the service of the residents of Vrindavan, who are the unalloyed devotees of the Lord. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschatare Shatare. So this is a long passage. I hope it could be heard and understood far away over there. It begins with a lament, you might call it, of the goddess of fortune. And she's lamenting that I cannot get your hand on my head, even though your closest friends in Vrindavan, they get your hand on their head. But I'm your wife, and I don't get this special gift. And you can trace, there is a degree of jealousy, if you like, on the part of Lakshmi Devi. After all, she's a woman, she's the wife of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and she's getting treated on a level which is a little bit less than others. And so it's causing a little bit of jealousy on her part. So this is natural, we can understand that. There's no criticism of her. But she's well aware that there is such a thing as the rasa dance, and the goddess of fortune has tried to enter into that dancing arena, but she was not allowed in. So she's a little bit peeved or miffed, or whatever word you use. So now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
and Venkata Bhatta, they're discussing this apparent anomaly that why the goddess of fortune should not be allowed into the rasa dance. Ultimately, Venkata Bhatta, because he is from Sri Sampradaya, the head, their goddess of fortune is Lakshmi Devi. And for Lakshmi Devi, so far as I know, tell me if I'm wrong, that there is no rasa dance in that sampradaya. I'm not familiar at all with them, but that's what I understand. So Lakshmi Devi, she was urgently wanting to cross over into the pastimes of the gopis. She thought she was the husband of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But still she was not allowed to get in. And yet, by comparison, the great sages, the authorities of Vedic culture, who were doing austerities in Dandakaranya forest, they were allowed. They developed a great desire to actually become gopis, and they wanted to dance with Krishna. They wanted to become members of the rasa dance, and they were allowed. But Lakshmi Devi did not get that permission. So she is definitely upset, and she's at the insignia, some flashing gold thing which the Lord gave her. He said, "You're trying to, satisfy me with these bright, shiny things." So it's a very interesting exchange that is going on between Lakshmi Devi and Lord Chaitanya and Venkata Bhatta. So the main point of this text that we have today is that how do we actually get the access to enter Vrindavan properly? And that is described here, that we must become followers. Followers means worshippers. We must become followers and worshippers of the residents of Vrindavan. This is the final conclusion of this particular passage. So that is the only way to become. We have the six Goswamis. We should become their disciples or grand disciples, however you look at it, according to your position. So we must follow them step by step. And beyond them, we must take advice from them how to follow the other members of Krishna Loka, like the gopis, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Devi. They simply think of Krishna as their beloved person, in their beloved child, or their beloved friend, or their beloved lover. And they don't think of anything else. They don't think of doing pujas, of doing punya pujas and things like that to make some steps towards Krishna. They simply love Him. So that is actually the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is to love Krishna and nothing else. So we're so fortunate, we have ample opportunities to develop that love of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada is a great emissary of the spiritual world, and truly he is the savior of the whole world. He has proved that over and over again. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness, it spans the whole world. There's not a single continent where there is no devotees preaching. So that means savior of the whole world. That is Srila Prabhupada. He's been sent specifically by Krishna to save all of the conditioned souls in this Kali Yuga. So the fact that we're still sitting here and we're still struggling with our 16 rounds a day means how slow we are, how sort of simple we are. We're not advanced people at all, but we should try to become advanced. This is the great opportunity that we have every single day, is to dedicate ourselves to perfect chanting of the holy name of the Lord. So this chanting of the holy name includes Radharani, it includes Krishna. So we are begging them that we can become pure devotees. We can give up all of this attachment to material things, material ideas, our attachment even to our body. All these things have to be given up, and we have to dedicate ourselves to the process of Krishna consciousness. So for that purpose, there is Guru Parampara. Srila Prabhupada is he's the acharya of our society. He is perfect in every way. There's not a single fault that you can find in his biography, the way he walks, the way he talks, the way he eats, the way he lies down, everything. Everything that Prabhupada does, his inspiration to preach, and it's unlimited. That his composure is so perfectly Krishna conscious at all times and all moments. You cannot find a single fault with him. Actually, one time there was my godbrother, Shakshi Gopal. He was in England, in London. He told a story to me that once Srila Prabhupada, he came to London, and in those days the London Temple was the Berry Place, the little small temple next to the British Museum. And so Srila Prabhupada had stayed there for a short while. He was on a stopover on his way to America. So he stayed there and he had some lunch and a little rest. And then he had to come out from the temple and go back to the flight which would take him to America. So he came down the stairs inside the temple room and out into the outside. So then he realized, Srila Prabhupada obviously realized, that he had left his gloves upstairs. And so he told Shakshi Gopal, who was standing right next to him, he said, please go upstairs and get my gloves. So Shakshi Gopal, he was overjoyed to have some service. So he ran upstairs, he got the gloves, brought them down to Prabhupada, said, here Prabhupada, here's your gloves. And so Srila Prabhupada turned to him with a big smile, and he said, this proves that even the pure devotee makes mistakes. So this is actual true story. And Srila Prabhupada, so pure, so simple, he wanted to make a point that actually the pure devotee never makes mistakes. But you boys and girls don't make mistakes. So that is our life in Krishna consciousness. We should not make any mistake. Mistake means I'm looking at something that I shouldn't be looking at it. I'm reading something that I shouldn't be reading. I'm on the internet in a place where I shouldn't be. So many different things are there. So many temptations are there in the life of Krishna consciousness. And Krishna will bring these temptations. Don't think that life is going to be all smooth sailing, as they say. Now, Krishna will bring so many temptations of a magnitude that we cannot understand. Maya is huge. Her artillery and her firing power is legendary. So even There was one devotee who was traveling with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He fell down. So he was carried away by the Bhattatari women. And they were somehow or other, they put a spell on him, or the women were so attractive that he forgot that he was traveling with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had to go and personally save his servant from this fall down. So if you look at the history of ISKCON also, so many sannyasis, they eagerly took the post but were not ready for it. But that was in the early days. Srila Prabhupada very quickly gave sannyas in those days. There was no test. There was no, are you ready? You know, there was nobody to really assess somebody's.
Distress, whatever comes, whether I'm acknowledged or whether I'm ignored, whether I get my service or whether I don't get my service, or whether I'm effective as a preacher or not, whether I can distribute books or not distribute books, we should simply persevere in the process of becoming Krishna conscious, because time will pay off. It's like an investment. You put your investment in some scheme, and if you withdraw it after 2 days or 10 days or 1 week, there's no gain. But if you leave your investment there and you leave it there for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, you get a great gain. Of course, we're not into that investment schemes, but we're investing ourselves. Srila Prabhupada said, just give one life to me. And I remember hearing this from Prabhupada, and it seemed so easy, because one life, it's going to be over soon. But actually, it's a long time. One life, it's 100 years at the maximum. And during those 100 years, who knows what can happen? What temptations will come our way? Just to give a current example, in Hirimayapur, there have been so many investments have been made, properties, land, and all this thing, simply for the sake of money. But this is offensive. Trying to make profit from transcendental property. This is the property of Radharani. You may have a house for yourself. Srila Prabhupada said, my idea for Mayapur, because he was, long a time ago, he was talking what he wanted to do. He said, my idea for Mayapur is that there should be land for every householder. a plot of land, they can make, then they can build a house, and they can have they can grow their own vegetables, and this way they'll be happy, and there'll be economic problem would be basically solved. So we have seen exactly the opposite has happened. There has been a big rush and run to capture properties and to take advantage of the investment environment. So who would think that a holy place like Sridhar Mayapur would become a frenzied investment environment? Who would think it was supposed to be like that? It's not. So something has gone very wrong. Yes, we need a place to stay, especially grihasthas. I see most is wearing white, but they may be new devotees. Ladies, they obviously have a husband. Everybody needs a house to stay in. Or if you're a brahmachari, you can stay in the brahmachari ashram. You don't need a house. But the householders, they need a place. So Prabhupada's advice was, you get a plot of land and you get a little bit extra for your growing your vegetable and you're happy. And there's no anxiety. And also, there's no offensiveness also. But something has gone very wrong here in Mayapur. Hopefully, the GBC is working on it. I know they are. And it is a big problem. Because... Huh? Oh, nobody's hearing anything? I'm sorry. Did I have to repeat everything now? No, I'm not. I mean, hey, it's breakfast time. Everybody's hungry. Anyway, so...
So, while preparing for this class, I listened to a very nice class on Sevas by Steve Bhattacharya.
Who is it? Mukunda Maharaj, very nice devotee, and he gave a nice class on this particular verse. If you're not happy with today's class, you can go on the internet and listen to his class. Anyway, the sum and substance was, and it still is in this class, is that if we want to get the association of the Brijbasis, we must worship them, we must follow them. We must also follow in the footsteps of the great acharyas of Vrindavan, the Goswamis. There is no other way. You have to go, you have to traverse this path. So, Mayapur is non-different from Vrindavan. So what it can be achieved in Vrindavan can also be achieved in Mayapur also. So, with this, I'd like to close, and thank you very much for listening. Any questions, please? I have actually a little domestic request for your patience, because I have a little domestic requirement to fulfill. That is, I have a son, now he's 30 years old. Today is his birthday, and I'd like to wish him, he's listening online somewhere in America, somewhere, I don't know. So I'd like to wish him happy birthday, Balaram. Hope you have a nice day. Hare Krishna. So, any question? Otherwise, we can go. Oh, I see there's a question over there. Go ahead. I can't hear you. No. Speak very close to the mic, I think is the answer.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, well, give it a try, your question.
Hare Krishna. We are speaking about Prabhupada said, the Mayapur Dham. So every grasta has some an house like that.
I can't hear it. Sorry.
You are speaking that in my quote, Prabhupada said that every Grihastha should have a house.
Correct.
I heard it from somewhere, like some my Shiksha Guru. He told me, especially dhams, Mayapur dham, Vrindavan dham, any dham, made it for, especially for vanaprasthis and sannyasis. They should be stay in the dham. Grihastha should be in the, yeah, that is, at the same time, Grihastha should not be in the dham. If they are in the dham, they should be do the karmas, the proper karmas. That is the heart from my Guru.
You heard this from whom?
Bharat Chandra Prabhu. Bharat Chandra.
Bharat Chandra.
Is Bhakti Raghava Swami's.
Okay, yes, I know him. Yeah. Well, I have to ask him when I see him. I don't know that. And Prabhupada envisioned a big city. Cities are not supposed to be in the holy dhams. I think Prabhupada's vision should take precedence over any other vision. And so far as I know, I have read this, and I know it to be true that this was Prabhupada's writing, that he himself, he said of himself that I preferred not to own any property in the dham. And I have seen God brothers who have owned property and they build other things and they rent it out. So that was also, that was something current even during the time of the Gaudiya Math with Bhaktisiddhanta. It was going on probably on a very slow scale. But not now, this multi-story building business. I mean, I understand it's nice if everybody gets a chance to stay somewhere, but if, you know, if you're building 3 or 4 8-story buildings and pocketing millions of dollars, this is, I don't think it's conducive. I mean, I shouldn't say I think, but is it, we have to ask ourselves, is this conducive to going home back to Godhead? This is our only business. Can you take your 8-story building with you back to Godhead? I don't think so. Anyway, I don't want to create too much negative energy here, but it's just a point, that's all. Any other question?
Hare Krishna. Not question, just a...
You have to speak louder, louder.
Little comment. Not question, just a little comment, something.
A comment? Okay, yes. Let's have a comment.
Srila Prabhupada said all grihasthas should be giving their income 50% to the temple. So we are struggling our TOPP, this big new temple coming. We are striking the outside, because I'm also one collector. We are outside, and everybody we are asking and collecting. But I also know this Mayapur has so many devotees. They are outside, and every state almost own multi-story building, business, and the land. And they have so much crore rupees sitting, even Swiss bank also. So why they don't think that they should give to the TOPP 50%? So then TOPP doesn't suffer this much money. Sorry,
yeah,
to say.
That is, I mean, that's something which I think we all think. So one would hope that the GBC members, the leaders of our society, would get together to form a consensus and ultimately make some guidelines for sensible development. So then it doesn't become crazy like it is right now. So I think you got a point. Anything else? Anybody else want to say something? No? Okay, well then, Granta Raj, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Thank you very much for listening. Hare Krishna.